May the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we'll meditate on the Word of God as it occurs in Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 6, a portion of our gospel reading for this morning. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves. Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road. But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you." This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who himself is our peace and has commissioned us to be his ambassadors of peace, dear fellow redeemed. In the book, The Art of the Advance, political campaign expert Ben Donahauer describes how important the advance team is for every successful political candidate. The advance team, of course, are those people who travel to the site where the candidate's coming a day or two ahead of time. They make all the arrangements, take care of details. They check out locations and organize volunteers, line up media appearances. The most skilled advance teams are able to anticipate possible problems and eliminate them before they even have a chance to occur. The public just sees a very polished-looking candidate and a successful campaign stop. What they don't see are the many advance team members working behind the scenes, making sure that everything goes smoothly and that their candidate has the opportunity to shine. Do you think you'd be good at a job like that? You'd better be, because as a disciple of Jesus, you're a member of his advance team, whether you realize it or not. You know, Jesus does not materialize bodily before the eyes of the people to whom he wants to bring his message of salvation. He sends out his ambassadors, his advance team, his believers, ordinary people, people like you. You Christians are Christ's ambassadors, his advance team, bringing good news to the people you meet and know and work with. Our text for this morning tells us a lot about carrying out this important job as Jesus' ambassadors. This morning I ask you to consider with me the theme, advance team for Jesus. What a great job to have. It's great because the companionship is great, because the need is great, the danger is great, but the urgency is great, and the message is great. Jesus was about to embark on his final great journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. It would be his death journey, at the conclusion of which he would offer his life on the cross as atonement for the sins of the world. He sent his disciples on ahead of him into that region called Perea on the eastern side of the Jordan River. They were the advance team for the Savior. And being on the advance team for Jesus is a great job to have. Why? In the first place, because the companionship is great. Do you notice how did Jesus send out his disciples? He sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. And he does the same today. Jesus is constantly coming into the hearts of believers by faith. We're the advance team. We're the ones that he sends out before him to bring the gospel to others. That's our job. But it's not a lonely job, because Jesus gives us companions for the journey. Friends we can rely on who will accompany us, whose mission is the same as ours. Look around at the people who are sitting with you here in church this morning. These are your companions. These are the ones who are your traveling companions on this mission for Christ. Your successes are their successes. Your sorrows and your tragedies are theirs. They will pray for you, and you will pray for them and support them and help them. One reason we assemble here at least once a week is to encourage each other and to build one another up in the faith and help equip one another for this important job as Christ's ambassadors. That's why the writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." Why is being on the advance team for Jesus such a great job to have? Well, another reason, Jesus says, it's because the need is so great. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." If you read Jesus' words carefully, you realize that he's not just saying the field is great. We already know that. The field for the gospel to be spread into is the whole wide world. Jesus is saying that the harvest is great. There are many, many souls who are ready right now to be saved. People who feel their sin, who realize their lost condition and are ripe to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and believe. I read a story about two shoe salesmen years ago who were both sent to the darkest interior of Africa. Soon, one of them sent an urgent telegram back home to the U.S. and said, "Get me home. Nobody here wears shoes." The other one quickly sent another telegram that said, "Send me all the shoes you have. Nobody here wears shoes." Let me ask you this. What kind of salesman are you? You know that the Seattle-Tacoma metropolitan area is the second least churched metro area in the entire United States. The only one less churched is Portland. Only 34% of people here are members of a church. What a great place to do mission work. Where could the need possibly be greater? In another passage, Jesus says, "Do you not say there are still 4 months and then come the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together." It's true that being on the advance team for Jesus is a great job to have. The rewards are great. But lest we think that there are no risks associated with this job, Jesus tells us that the danger is great as well. "Go your way," he said. "Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." We know, of course, that the world in which we live is a hostile place, and it is particularly hostile to Christians, those who are ambassadors for their Lord Jesus. And we've recently, in recent months, seen that especially on display. Jesus doesn't pull punches. He presents this dark picture of the terrible danger that we Christians face in the world. He sends us out as lambs among wolves. Well, who would do that? Who would send helpless lambs out right in the middle of a pack of vicious wolves? Jesus, our good shepherd, would. And that's kind of the key to this whole passage. Yes, the danger is great, but our good shepherd, the one who protects us and cares for us and provides for us, is far greater. We are weak, but he is strong. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon once made a wonderful comment about this. He said, "As soon as I say, 'The Lord is my shepherd,' I am safe. The sheep is not safe because it says, 'I am stronger than the lion,' or 'I am able to escape from the bear,' or 'I shall always be able to avoid the wolf.' Silly sheep, what can you do to protect yourself from your foes? Yet the sheep might feel safe enough if it knew that the shepherd was near to snatch it out of the jaws of the lion or to rescue it from the paws of the bear. And beloved, we know that our shepherd will never let any of his sheep perish. He has owned us too long and bought us too dearly and loved us too well to ever let us go. You remember that he said to his disciples, 'My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand.'" That is the absolute security that Jesus gives to the members of his advance team. Yes, being on the advance team for Jesus is a great job to have. And the next point Jesus makes is that the urgency is great. Because that's exactly what he's implying when he says to his disciples, "Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road." The point here, of course, is not that they were supposed to go without sandals or go unclothed. There's no intrinsic value to Christian deprivation or Christian poverty. No, the point here is quite different. The disciples were not to carry any extra supplies with them. They weren't to wait to go on their journey until they had a wallet full of money or a knapsack full of spare gear. There was no time to waste. The task before them was too urgent for that. "Greet no one along the road," Jesus said. When you're on the advance team for Jesus, you've got an important job and you don't have time to stop and chat with people on the way. You're an ambassador for the King, sent with a message that can easily mean the difference between eternal life and eternal death. Your task is urgent. 17th century preacher Richard Baxter conveyed some of the urgency of our task as ambassadors for Christ when he said, "I preach as never sure to preach again, and as a dying man to dying men." You're a preacher too, in your way, and your task is very urgent. Whenever you have a chance to share the gospel with a friend, a coworker, a relative, a mere acquaintance, that opportunity is precious and important. It may never come again. It may be the last gospel that person ever hears. Can you afford to waste opportunities like that? No, the urgency is too great. The companionship, the need, the danger, and the urgency. For us, that makes this job as Christ's ambassadors that much more important and urgent. Those are all very important. But the greatest thing of all is the message that we proclaim. That message is summed up in our Lord's instruction to his disciples. "But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you." Maybe your first thought on hearing those words was the same as mine. That kind of sounds like a standard greeting. But it's not. In Hebrew, the standard greeting was Shalom Aleichem, peace to you. This is quite different. This is Shalom Labayit Hazeh, or peace to this house. It's a substantive message. It's a preaching of the gospel, really. It's a message of peace. And one of the meanings of the biblical word for peace is a state of reconciliation with God. As in Acts 10, verse 36, "The word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." As a member of Jesus' advance team, what you have to offer people is something real and solid and substantial. They can be reconciled with God. Your whole mission is to bring people this precious message of peace and reconciliation. Just as the Apostle Paul put it in the letter to the Corinthians, "God has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling himself to the world, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Ambassadors for Christ. What an awesome job. It's our job to tell people the great good news that despite all their sin, despite their shortcomings and failures and corruptions and flaws, despite all that, nevertheless, God loves them. And God has provided a way to be at peace with him simply by trusting in Jesus. "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Jesus gave up his life on the cross the innocent in exchange for the guilty. He was the Lamb of God who truly does take away the sins of the world. Through faith in him, we have peace with God. Peace knowing that our sins have all been forgiven by Christ. The peace that's even more substantial of knowing that we'll spend an eternity in total bliss and joyfulness with our Savior in heaven. That's the peace that you and I have to offer as Christ's ambassadors. That's the precious treasure of the gospel that we carry around in our frail and flawed human bodies. It's a little like carrying coins of purest gold around in cracked old clay pots. What a precious gift you have to give as an ambassador for Christ, saying peace to this house. Now, the person you are speaking to, he may or may not receive that message of peace. But that's really not your concern, is it? Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Your job is simply to proclaim the message of God's peace through Christ, to sow the seed as on a field of fertile ground. God is the one who will see to it that that seed grows and bears the fruits that he intends it to bear. Every army needs a general. Thus says expert Amelia Chass in her political article, Winning the Advance Game. A candidate can have a great advance team with dozens of volunteers, but things can still go badly wrong if there isn't one person who's in charge, one general who holds all the strings in his or her fingers. We Christians don't have the problem of not knowing who's in authority. We know it's our Savior Jesus who's in charge. For he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Being on the advance team for Jesus is a great job to have. The companionship is great. The need certainly is great. The danger is surely great. But the urgency is great as well. And most of all, the message that we have to proclaim and share with others, that message of peace with God through the atoning work of Jesus Christ, that message itself is surely great. God grant that we may all fulfill our callings as bearers of that message and members of our Lord's advance team. Amen.